Port lost the NAB Challenge 3 by 24 points after being 55 points down at a stage in the third quarter, but a strong finish, and it was a strong finish. Joining us, their star, Robbie Gray. Robbie, thanks for your time.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
What was the coach's wash-up of the loss on Saturday?
Yeah, we had a bit of a review today and went through a few things. I think Crow's pressure was really good and probably didn't stand up under pressure, the pressure that they put on us. And, the defensive side of our game just wasn't where it needs to be. So, we'll have a couple of good weeks on the track and look forward to round one now.
Yeah, look, I think some of it was down to the Crows' pressure, Robin. I just think you looked a bit rusty at different times, particularly in the transition. You got a great turnover a couple of times, then going into your own 50. You didn't quite use it as well as we've seen you in the past.
Yeah, there was definitely a bit of that, but that's what the NAB Challenge is for, I suppose, to try and get our game plan right and try and get things we've been working on over the summer. And not everything went to plan on the weekend, but that's all right. We've got a couple of weeks now to get right for Fremantle, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Yeah, looking a bit of overuse of the handball. I know Ken in his press conference after the game wasn't sure if it was the pressure from Adelaide or just some poor decision making. How did you see it?
Yeah, it was definitely a bit of both, I think. Adelaide brought a lot of good pressure, especially around stoppage when we did get first possession, and we probably did overuse it. But that was probably from their pressure, and we probably just needed to quick kick a little bit more, and that's something we spoke about for sure.
Robbie, teams are scouting Port, no question about that. Phil Walsh has just come from your organisation. Is he showing them the template, if you like, to beating you guys, and that's just to get at you, because you do like to take risks, high risk, high reward. You like to flip it around. You know, you like to take the opposition on. Is that the template?
Oh, I'm not sure. Walsh obviously knows a fair bit about the way we go about things, so it was interesting to play against. But, we're coming up against Freo in round one, and we know they bring a lot of pressure all the time as well. So it was a good hit out for us on the weekend, and we'll look forward to round one now.
Yeah, and look, a huge positive in that 5 stars to come back in, even more than that. So I don't think too many people are too alarmed. What I was super impressed with, we called the game, Robbie. Your guy sent a square work in that first half, especially, I think it was 9-2, was nothing short of sensational.
Yeah, we had a little bit going in there, but, I think the third quarter, they really got on top of us in there, but it was pleasing some of the work early, but I suppose it's about getting that consistency over the game, because the Crows also had their run. I thought in the second half with their centre bounce work was pretty good as well.
Can I give the credit to Joshy Carr? But I know Vossie's there. I'm a bit of a Carrie fan myself, and I'd just like to know who's taking the credit out of those two for that exceptional first half centre square work, Robbie. Because everyone loves getting a centre square clearance where it's laces out, no bruising, don't we?
Yeah, no doubt. Carrie does most of our stoppage work, and he looks over most of that sort of stuff. Vossi has input as well, but those guys have both been fantastic, and they work over the setups with us, and we've got a few away that went well in the first half for sure.
Talk to us about the goal kicking at the northern end. Both teams struggled. The Crows in the, I think it was the second quarter, and Port in the third, just weren't able to kick them through the big ones. Was there a tricky breeze out there? Because a lot of yours were set shots as well, so didn't look overly difficult.
Yeah, it was probably didn't finish our work as well as we would have liked. I think we had a similar amount of scoring shots, but we just couldn't finish off our work. And, we've done a lot of work over summer, so, that was a bit disappointing. But, it's something we'll continue to work on, the boys, especially with the set shots to continue to work on their routine and try and get that better.
What about the third quarter? Crows on top, particularly in the last half of that quarter. Was there anything that you, if you had your time again, you'd like to do differently? Or where did they in particular get on top, do you think?
Around stoppage, I think. We went through a bit of centre bounce vision today, and there were some things we probably would have liked to get a little bit better there. They got some ball out of stoppage and kicked a couple of goals from centre bounce. And obviously I think in that third term that was when some of our goal kicking wasn't that great. I think we kicked 6 or 7 points ourselves, and the Crows had similar amounts of scoring shots but made the most of their chances, so that's something we can improve on as well.
Kenny at three quarter time, he just looked a little bit fired up there for that last minute before you broke.
He wasn't too bad. We wanted to get something out of that last quarter. Obviously weren't happy with how we're playing up until that point, but we just wanted to make sure we got something out of that last quarter, and we're able to finish off the game well which was a positive, I thought.
That southern end didn't bother big Jay Butcher, the big Butch, big five snaggers. Robbie, that was great that he got a bag full.
Yeah, it was fantastic for Butch. You know, he's had a big pre-season and done as much as he's ever done. So, you know, it was good to see him get on the end of a couple on the weekend. But, you know, we've got a pretty strong forward line down there. And, you know, if he doesn't pull up 1 week, I'm sure if Schultze or one of the other tools down there will be able to do the job. But it was good to see Butch, you know, take a couple of good contested marks on the weekend and finish off his work well.
Hey, Jack Homsch and Matty White both came off in the, I think it was late in the third and then again in the last. Are they all okay?
Yeah, no dramas there. I think everyone that played on the weekend got through pretty well and has pulled up well. So there'll be no dramas for next weekend, which is good.
Another positive, you finished the quarters off strongly in that red time, which you were number one in the league last year in the last quarter. I think you scored 10 scoring shots to 5. So fitness still the key, Robbie, for the team?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have a lot of confidence in our running ability, and we feel nice and fit after the pre-season we've just been through. So, you know, I wasn't aware of that those scoring shots, but it's pleasing that we were able to run out the court as well, and we definitely see it as a strength of ours. So we definitely feel nice and fit heading into the season, which is good.
I think if Oppo teams are hunting Port as one of the big teams this year, they're going to hunt you as a big player. You're going to seek or get a lot more attention this year, Robbie? Are you expecting that?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. You know, I've got a number of guys that go to the midfield and attract some attention. You know, Boakey, Hart, you know, and Ollie, I think, has had a great NAB Challenge series. So, you know, I've got plenty of guys ready to step up and, you know, I'll just play forward on ball and, you know, wherever Kenny sort of wants me to go. And, you know, we've got a number of great players in our team, so I'm just looking forward to getting into it now.
You, in previous years, really been a forward that can have a squirt on ball, but now you're a midfielder that's going to have a squirt forward. What percentage of game time do you think will be on ball, Robbie?
I'm thinking, I haven't spoken to Kenny about it or anything, but I'm tipping it'll be similar to last year, which I think was around 50-50, so some games start forward or start on ball, so it just depends on matchups and who we're playing against, I suppose. And you know, Kenny normally decides on that. And you know, we've got a number of guys that I think can rotate forward and on ball, which is good for our group. So it just depends on any given week, I suppose.
Going to Perth and playing the Western Australian sides can be an intimidating place to play football. But I guess for you and your team, Port Adelaide, last time you were there, you had a great win in a final. So it certainly holds no fears for you guys.
No, it's certainly a big challenge. You know, free all West Coast over there. But, yeah, last time we were there, we managed to have a good win. But, you know, we were nearly out of the game at halftime last time, so we need to make sure we go over there and from, you know, the first bounce, we're switched on and ready to go and bring our best. You know, because I think Freo left us in the game there in the final last year, and we're sort of lucky enough to come back and stay in the game. But, yeah, definitely our intensity and that needs to be on nice and early, and yeah, we're certainly looking forward to it getting over there.
Just refresh my memory, who was it that starred in the third quarter, mate, that got Port Adelaide back into the game?
Oh, please. He's not going to say
well, I was having a bit of fun there.
It was
there.
Robbie Gray, mate. I called it. Start. Turn the game on its ear. Hey, just on that, Crowley won't be there, Robbie.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we're playing, obviously, with the news last week, it doesn't look like he'll be there, but you know, I think they've got plenty of guys that can come in and play a role for them. I'm sure Ross will you know, have someone ready to come in and probably terrorise the skipper, I'd say.
And Ken Hinckley, so what was his final message to the guys? It wasn't at all panic, one little bit losing to the Crows. I think I saw a stat, you haven't beaten the Crows in a pre-season game since 2010, so the mood down there is whoopsie-doo.
Yeah, nah, you know, we're just concentrating on Fremantle in a couple of weeks' time. You know, we really want to get our team defence back, you know, up and going, so we'll be focusing on that over the next couple of weeks and make sure we're ready to go come next week.
And you boys got the weekend off as well?
Yeah, I think we've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, so heading back to Melbourne for the weekend to catch up with some family and rest up and then get ready to get back into it next week.
Well, mate, they need you at the Moseley Hotel, Robbie. I mean, please. When are you going to pour a beer down there? My wife was there with her girlfriends the other day and said, oh, look out for Robbie, give him a little wave, and here there is no Robbie Gray at the Moseley Hotel.
I'll be down there very soon. Don't worry about that, Robbie.
Good. Good man.
He's
good
collecting man. Glasses, Rory, no, no doubt about that. Not. Hey, yeah, Robbie, thanks for joining us, mate. You've been, you're a star last year, and I'm sure you're going to have a great year this year as well, and good luck for you and the team.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for that.
Well done, Robbie Gray, an absolute ripper.